This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up call.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call live from Disneyland, 106.5 The End. I am D-Lo. I get to hang out with Katie today. Gavin, not feeling well. He'll be back soon. But he couldn't make the Disneyland trip.
Correct.
So I got that honor.
It's been a lot of fun.
It's been a blast. We will tell you all about our various activities over the course
Adventures.
Of the last. Yep. There were
Some highs and lows.
Well, it started the second the plane landed.
Yeah, so for those people that have been following along at home, two of my foster cats I decided to name after you and your ESPN co-host. Mm-hmm. And I named the teeny tiny kitty cats D-Lo and Casey. Mm-hmm. There have been some accusations lobbied at me about why I named them that.
To be clear, there was one little light furred cat and one little dark furred cat.
And right.
Yes. No, I got it.
Okay.
I picked up. Yeah, okay. I knew the second you texted me to tell me you had two cats named D-Lo and Casey. That one was a little
darker,
light fur cat, and the other one was a little dark fur cat.
Right. So, sadly, Casey is no longer with us. He had some problems.
Casey the cat is no longer with us.
Yes. Yeah. And we won't get into all the gritty details.
That's good, because it's...
Because we're at Disney.
It's early.
Right. Yeah. But he is no longer with us. However, D-Lo Cat, thriving.
Yeah.
Looking more and more like you every day.
I have to say. I love it.
So we took a Southwest flight out here very, very early. And as we are getting off the plane, it turns out that there were Wake Up Call listeners sitting behind us.
Directly behind us.
Right.
Yes.
And they introduced themselves and we got to talking to them. And I introduced you.
Yes. And the young lady looks at me with the biggest smile, like her eyes light up. It's like the emoji with the hearts. And she said, D-Lo, like the cat. And I realized that after 4 years on ESPN and maybe 16 years in Sacramento.
Yeah, on the air.
On the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I'm now known as the cat.
Well,
it's quite a humbling moment, by the way.
Okay, so I was going to ask if you felt honored.
I don't know that honored is the word that I would use.
Okay.
I mean, it's very sweet.
It is, right?
And I know you have such a dedicated fan base who picks up on stuff like that. But it's just fantastic that
now what you're known for.
Yeah, I'm the guy who
has
you
cat
named the cat. Yeah. Yeah. It's sweet, but it's like, wow.
You don't feel like, okay, let's maybe reframe this. Let's look at this a different
way. Do you know I had a top-rated morning show on KSFM for 5 years?
I know that.
I've had the biggest sports show in this market for 4.
Right.
And I'm the cat guy. You recognize that, right?
I do.
Okay.
I think that we could reframe this.
Okay.
I think that of the new fan base that is now, you're part of their world. You're part of their zeitgeist. You exist to them now. I don't like to say it like that.
I like that because I believe that's all true.
Yeah.
But it's not until they know the name D-Lo and they realize the cat.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have to get a shirt that says D-Lo the Cat Guy.
Oh my God. Can we get you a D-Lo the Cat Guy shirt? How about it just says D-Lo Cat?
Do you know the Kings made the playoffs last year? I was in front of 17,000 people. None of it matters. The cat guy. We hadn't even gotten off the plane yet.
Yeah. You could be known for a lot worse things.
Do you know I do TV every week? Like, I literally do TV every week.
I have to tell you something. I did not know that.
All right.
It turns out other people didn't either.
No. All right. Well, it's the cat guy with Katie. Gavin is out ill. Kevin is in Japan. We are live in Disneyland. We are so happy that you are here with us on the Wake Up Call 106.5 The End.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.